from the Kelowna Community Theater in Kelowna, BC, the town nestled beside glorious, achingly beautiful Highway 97. It's the Irrelevant Show!
All right, hand over your money.
Oh no, I'm being robbed. Help!
Don't worry, citizen. I'm here.
Batman!
That's right.
Wait, what? Sorry, wait. Who are you?
You're in for it now. It's Batman.
Wait, I'm new in town. I don't know who Batman is.
I strike fear into the hearts of all criminals.
Because you're a bat?
A Batman. Yes, I'm Batman.
And bats are scary. Why? I mean, if I was a mosquito, sure. Yeah, bats eat mosquitoes. But I'm an adult man. Why would I be frightened of a bat? Oh, wait. Are you rabid? Is that your superpower? Yeah, that would be scary.
I don't have rabies.
Andy doesn't have superpowers.
Wait, what? Wait, okay. You're a superhero with no superpowers, and you dress like a bat, which is totally not scary?
They're kind of scary. If you didn't expect one, it'd startle you.
If you didn't expect anything, it would startle you. A popping balloon, a kitten that jumps on your lap. Yeah, you know what would be scary, though? If you dressed like a clown.
Yeah, there's already a guy in town who does that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should ask him if you could do it, too.
Hey, we don't get along.
I mean, the name Batman isn't bad, but you'd be much more frightening if you were holding an actual baseball bat.
He's right. That would be scarier.
Look, no one asked you.
Sorry I'm late, Batman.
Wait, who are you?
I'm Robin.
The first bird of spring. Okay, I'm sorry. That's even worse, okay? Being a Batman actually seems pretty scary next to a guy named Robin.
Yeah, that's why I keep him around.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Let's beat up this petty criminal and get back to the mansion.
A busy person, on the go, with lots to do, who's quite busy. You don't have time to go to the clubs or other places where you could conceivably meet people. Welcome to Second Fiddle Singles, the site for people who'd like to find love, but their relationship has to fit into the lives they've already built. Second Fiddle Singles.
Hi. My name's Valerie, and I'm looking for someone to share my life. Well, our life. One thing I love is going for walks. We could go for a walk on the beach, and I could bring my dogs, Max and Ruffles, as long as it's a dog beach, of course. Maybe we could hold hands. Although you'd have to hold the poop bag, because I already have the leashes in my one hand. Fun. Then, after the walk, we could go back to my place and rub Ruffles cream on his tummy. He does this super cute thing where he drags his tummy along the ground while he crawls forward like a little doggy soldier. If we're really connecting, maybe you can stay the night. Ruffles and Max sleep with me in the bed, so we'd have to set up a cot for you. Careful, though. Max sometimes gets scared of sounds in the night and gets up and pees to calm himself down. That sweet, nervy boy. What a sweet, scared boy he is. What a good boy, Maxie. Can't wait to hear from you.
Once you're in the sensory deprivation pod, you'll be in there for a full hour. You'll float in total darkness and feel completely calm.
Great! You gotta love Groupon!
It's the best way to get rid of stress.
Love it!
No traffic noise, no construction.
Sweet!
No distractions.
Got it! Let's do this!
Okay, so be careful stepping inside.
Woo!
And I will close the chamber door when you're ready.
Wow. This is relaxing. Wow. Sure is dark in here.
Yes.
I feel like I'm in a fish tank. And I'm a fish. But like a dead one.
Try to relax, sir.
Very isolated. Great. Okay, I'm ready to come out now.
Sir, you still have 59 minutes left.
This is it? Nothing else happened?
That's right. Soothing, quiet stillness for 58 and a half more minutes. Just relax.
I don't know. I'm feeling really deprived. Can you hand me my phone?
I'm sorry, sir, but cell phones are not allowed in our sensory input-free tanks.
But what if my wife's trying to call me and it's an emergency? What if she's been kidnapped? They stole her phone, but somehow she finds a payphone on the side of the road and she calls me from there, but then I don't pick up.
I'm not sure I see how the payphone thing is relevant.
What if I slip under the water?
That can't happen, sir. The healing salts will buoy you up no matter what.
Give me my phone!
I'm sorry, Mr. Van Fluten, I can't do that.
That's my phone! That could be my wife texting me!
From a payphone?
I'm starting to freak out. Let me out of here! Ah!
If you'd like, I can upgrade you to our next level spa package. For an extra $200, you get 1 hour in our sensory deprivation tank, a pedicure, oxygenized facial, and you get to take your phone in.
I'll take it!
Or, for $300 more, I can offer you the next tier, the sensory overload package. You get to take your phone, a tablet, and you get access to HBO, music streaming, and Netflix.
Oh, sold! Wait, is it American Netflix?
No. I'm sorry, sir. You still have 56 minutes to go.
Ah!
Or, for $400, I could let you out right now.
Oh, thank God!
There you go. How do you feel?
Oh, my God! Now that I'm out of there, I feel so much more relaxed. You are right. It is amazing.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from Kelowna Community Theater as part of KFX Fan Expo.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Victoria Day. Victoria Day, our favorite long weekend celebrating Victorian repression and yard work.
And to honor Queen Victoria, we waited 117 years after her death to perform this song on public radio.
You've always been so romantic. Your love has warmed me like the sun. And yet, my dear, I'm still astonished by the beautiful thing that you've done. I've never doubted you loved me. You say the words every day, but now you've left me breathless, and I just want to say thank you for getting the vasectomy, the most beautiful gift of my life. No flowers could say that you love me as much as going under the knife. Yes, thank you for getting the vasectomy. I'm so grateful, I'm just feeling weak. And tears come to my eyes as you sit there with an ice pack under one cheek. Your love is like a hose tied in a knot, like a river that's been dammed, like a pipeline that's diverted, or a pistol that is jammed. So thank you again for going through with this. I will help you when you're ready to walk. But don't think that you can milk this forever. When you push out three kids,
and fiddle singles.
Name's Jack. Can I drive a double-wide luxury cab 4x4 so I can take you anywhere your heart desires? So as long as I can find a parking spot that's big enough. My baby's too tough to park downtown, plus the roads are pretty narrow down there, but don't you worry. There are lots of other places we can go, like a mountain. I mean, wow, she drives so good up in the mountains. It's like, if you want to see the top of a mountain, well, that's easy. Four-wheel drive. Oh, if you want to attend an event while the roads are icy, well, that's no problem. These tires are incredible. If you want to wash the truck, she loves a good hand washing, so get that chamois out, baby. But enough of me. What do you love? If the answer's trucks, call me.
Second Fiddle Singles.
Are you a single man who works with his hands? Do you have a hardworking attitude and love the outdoors? Because I need some help caring for my plants. I want someone in my life who wants to grow together, or grow plants together. I can't wait to get to know about you. Like, how much water can you carry at one time? What's the most weeding you've done in one day? How comfortable are you splitting bulbs? I'd love to have you split my bulbs. That's not an innuendo. I need some physical help splitting some bulbs with a shovel. And I know what you're thinking. How will we ever get away on vacations if we're always at home watering, repotting, and fertilizing our plants? The answer is, plants are my vacation. Anyways, I've been recording this ad far too long. I've got cacti to breathe on. Don't call, just come over, ready to work.
Three, two, one, toast! You want a slice?
No thanks, I'm good.
Well, I am going to enjoy this. I can't believe this is the last thing I get to eat before I get married tomorrow. I'm really gonna savor it.
Yeah, totally. But, like, what do you mean exactly?
You're not allowed to eat anything for 24 hours before you get married.
Right. And why is that?
I don't know. It's in the handout they give you. You can't eat for 24 hours before you get married. And then after the wedding, it's 5 weeks of bed rest with no heavy lifting.
Nope. I have zero idea what you're talking about.
You know, how you can't eat or drink for 24 hours before getting married. Then there's the 5 week recovery period, and I'll be left with a nasty scar across my torso.
Boyd, You're getting married tomorrow, right?
Yeah, me and Jessica are getting married tomorrow.
Because it sounds like you're talking about surgery.
No, buddy. Marriage.
Is it possible you're confusing getting married with surgery?
I don't think so. Why?
Because I think you may be confusing getting married with surgery.
No, I'm pretty sure I know the difference.
Okay, quick. When do you put a ring on your wife's finger? During surgery or a wedding?
Surgery, no question.
No, you see, that's a marriage thing.
Are you sure?
100%.
But, okay, I say my vows during surgery, right?
Again, that's a wedding thing. That's what you're going to do tomorrow when you get married.
What? But I'm just getting married tomorrow. Why would I have to say my vows?
Well, you'll be in front of all your friends and family.
In that little hospital gown with my butt hanging out the back?
See? Again, hospital gown is absolutely 100% a surgery thing, not a getting married thing.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I guess I just never thought about it before. Weird, huh?
Totally weird. But okay, so tomorrow when you say your vows, your wife is definitely going to expect you to be wearing your suit, not a hospital gown, right?
Right. My wife is going to want me to be wearing a suit tomorrow because we're getting married, which is when a doctor...
No.
A priest cuts into my...
Nuh-uh.
Oh, joins us...
Good.
...in holy matrimony?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to grab my suit for tomorrow then.
Right.
Honey, my water broke.
Oh my God, it's happening.
Get me to a DJ right now.
I'm gonna be a dad.
Second Fiddle Singles.
Hey there, my name is Turner, and I'm looking for a dark elf mage level 60 or higher. Or honestly, anyone who's a decent spellcaster who isn't going to get pwned every time we do a raid. Thing is, my friends and I have a gaming clan, the Dragon Imp Harpy Pals. Pals is spelled with a Z in case that wasn't obvious. Our necromancer Jeff had to quit because he was getting married, idiot. So we're looking, I'm looking for someone to replace him. We raid every night from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. with one pee break in the middle. Hashtag pee break. So you need to be available all those days. Also, it would be great if you had a car. We're thinking about heading to the Black Sun Tournament in Saskatoon next spring. Talk to you soon, Dragon Imp to be. Let's hope you cast a spell on me. But seriously, if you can't cast Mordenkainen's Disjunction, don't bother getting in touch. Okay, bye.
Second Fiddle has already connected thousands of happy couples
who are trying to work out a good time to meet. Second Fiddle Singles. Not great, but they're playing better.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Me too.
Misa too.
What did you just say?
I said me too.
It sounded like you said Misa too.
Misa too? No, why would I say that?
Okay, here we go.
Come on.
Drive it to the net. Drive it to the net.
You said mooey mooey good, pal. Mooey mooey good.
Yes.
I love Jar Jar. What are you so looking at?
You just shouted, "I love Jar Jar."
Oh, Misa don't think so.
Hey man, what's with all this Misa and Yusa stuff? That's how Jar Jar Binks talks.
It is? Wouldn't know. Misa never saw Star Wars Phantom Menace.
Listen to you. There's no way you haven't seen The Phantom Menace.
Oh, look, fellas. Misa don't know what Misa can tell you. Okay, let's get another one there, boys.
Okay.
Move the puck.
Move the puck. Keep working it. Oh!
What's going on?
Let me be absolutely clear on this point. I adore Jar Jar Binks. Yes, I denied it before, but that was a lie. I, Greg Richard Pemberson, have always and will always feel a profound, undying love for Jar Jar Binks. I love Jar Jar.
Okay, Craig, did you just...
No.
Okay, but we saw your lips forming those words.
No, so you didn't.
And it was in your voice.
Not a Misa.
And you're talking like Jar Jar Binks.
Squeeze me?
And you screamed that your name is Craig Richard Pemberson.
Oh, come on. Could have been anybody. Common name.
Look, I think we all know what's going on. You've secretly loved the notoriously terrible Star Wars character Jar Jar Binks for years now, and you can't hold it in for 1 second longer.
So you wait until everybody's screaming, then you get it all out and hope your confession gets lost in a sea of noise, right?
Guys, Misa would admit it if it was Misa.
Okay, look, Craig. You love Jar Jar Binks. We know it. We've always known it. But you're still our friend. We still care about you.
Yeah, buddy, we all have our little flaws. Like, I stole all the money from our investment club.
And we got past that. Just like you guys forgave me for tweeting out pictures of Gary's stag party.
Wow. Thanks, you guys. That means a lot to Misa. You're great friends.
Hey, no problem, buddy. Now, come on, guys, play as a team. Stick together. Don't be like Zane and leave One Direction, breaking our hearts and leaving our lives in tatters.
Did you just say Zane?
No, Misa, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Kathy Durkach,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Kathy Durkach and our music maestro, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Aaron Eves, Tom Hill and Devin McKenzie, Gwyn Phillips and Brianna Templeton, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock with assistance from Adrian Neochim and edited by Ray Buxton. Special thanks to Bonnie Gratz and everyone at KFX Fan Expo. The senior producer for CBC Radio Comedy is Tracy Rideout. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Kelowna Community Theater in Kelowna, BC.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, a spa that takes pampering pets to a new level.
It's time to pamper your four-legged best friend. And I don't mean your dog or cat. No, it's time to give a luxuriant spa experience to the other special friend in your life.
Spaguana.
Spaguana is the new luxury retreat for lizards and reptiles. Your favorite cold-blooded friend will flick out his tongue in pleasure for the heated stones and sun lamps in our dry room.
Spaguana.
That's next week on The Irrelevant Show.